ghost stories. Do all sorts of ghostly things. Talk local legends. And some ghost hunting. Stories we hope to live to.
First person buried here at Erie Cemetery. He was a teacher and an educator. He was also a sheriff too, I believe.
Yes.
So as the first person here, I'm just gonna come here. I'm gonna leave a little token here, Mr. Brewster. So unfortunately, we don't have as many tokens for everybody as I would have liked, but since you're kind of the guardian here, I'm hoping that by leaving you this nice little crystal guy here to protect your grave, tuck it back so no one steals it, if you'll let us walk around here and talk to all your buddies. And tell them that it's okay for us to be here. All right. This is my pendulum, Mr. Brewster. One of my pendulums here.
Walter.
Well, my name's not Walter. I don't know if there's a Walter around. There's a lot of different Brewsters. That could be. W.M. Brewster over there. Is that Walter? Can you stop the pendulum from blowing? Can you move it for me? Can you move it around to show your energy?
Oracle.
Oracle? Yeah. Kind of am, and I have a lot of Oracle cards in my bag. Alright, using the pendulum, we'll go front and back towards me as yes, left to right as no. Is it okay for us to walk around here and talk to some different spirits? Yeah, that's okay. Alright, now you said Oracle, so I'll see if I have an Oracle card that I can, that you'll wanna pull, alright?
Actually, I lied, they're back at the car. But yeah, we do have Oracle cards, so if you wanna come hang around with us through the cemetery, you can. Unfortunately, you do have to stay here.
Can't come home with any of us, so as awesome as I'm sure you think that would be, you and all your friends are gonna have to stay here. But take a look around here at all of the different Brewsters. Chester Brewster, Susan Brewster, a W. Brewster. Looks like Eunice. Don't know that. Mary Swan and W. M. Possibly Walter. But we've got a lot of walking to do. So I think we can go ahead and get to it.
Feels a little neutral to me, but I also get I don't know if curiosity is the right word, or like questioning, or like something's like poking.
The reason I ask is the roots here in front of this grave in particular are like a path.
Yeah.
The level path, right? Like stops. Goes around or under.
Yeah, it feels normal, like neutral, mm-hmm. like nothing's gonna pop out, but yeah, it's kind of like a curious energy too.
Anybody around, feel free to come talk to us. I'm running the Spirit Talker app right now on this device at the top of my camera. You can go ahead and you can talk with that. Make all sorts of cool words.
So she is. Where was her lineage? Isn't she the great-granddaughter of the Colonel?
Yeah.
So notably Sarah Reed, who's big in Erie, was part of the Reed lineage.
Great-granddaughter. Yeah. Did I scare you?
No, you didn't scare me. I scared the poopy out of Megan, though.
Wait.
She's terrified now.
You're scared.
Did who scare us? Is there anything you want to say besides did I scare you?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, thank you for asking if you scared us. You didn't. But, I mean, I am open to scares if you do want to try to scare me again down the road here.
It's part of the reframing, but it's a big...
I really like her tombstone.
Somebody for sure comes and takes care of it.
Oh, yeah. And that's just the first batch of reeds on our journey.
Yeah.
Our aiming spot is that reeds over there. But first, we must cross this land sea of incredible
Affliger
tombstones. Anyone know what Affliger means?
What?
Anyone know what Affliger means?
Affliger?
Affliger.
Affliger?
Affliger.
I don't know.
I don't know either. It picked it.
For a second, I thought it said
Affliger. I'm going to say, you're getting mean now. Thank you. so here we are in here, the plot where it looks like a tree branch fell and took out the fence.
Disperder.
Disperder. Hey doll, look up Disperder. D-I-S-P. E-R-D-E-R-E.
Lupus.
Oh. After that, lupus came through.
What word?
Lupus.
Lupus?
Lupus.
Lupus?
Yeah, with a P.
Okay. That's disease.
Yep.
Yes, I'm here.
You're here? Can you give me your name? I am a psychic medium. They're trying to classify me.
Necromancer.
I mean, I'm not really into necromancing magic, but I mean, I guess some people would consider me a necromancer. They're trying to classify me, though.
Mine says psychic, medium. That's why
I'd stick to that one over necromancer. Do you want to make a nice picture on this one for me? I'm going to put them side by side and you can do both of them.
You little bugger.
I'm coming back for you now. He's very upset that you took pictures of him.
I don't know, I think he's posing.
Of course he goes down the other side.
I got him.
No, I did see a hawk flying way up the hill.
I got myself down.
What's over here? I'm coming through. Thank you.
He died.
Well, I mean, I figured as much. In a cemetery. What's up?
Did you tell them? The coolest part of this spot?
What?
About this fence.
Oh, the fence has its own life force now.
Mom isn't letting them.
No, last time we were here, I picked up part of it and I could feel its own energy and it had its own thoughts. So someone got attached to it, or?
Is it protected?
It wasn't really that kind of vibes. It was literally like a person.
Susan.
I see a lot of Susans.
Is Susan in the fence?
Is this the kid you want me to come see? Can you come in, Marshalls? Thank you. That looks like a kid. Why'd you
that
wave?
Was him.
That was? Is this the kid you want me to come see? So, I was going to do the music box, but when I switched to the SLS, that's when you said that was him. Is he trying to pop up on this? Was that back there? I'm gonna try coming from a different angle here, just to eliminate them in the background. Can you tell me if that's him popping up on the SLS? Or is that the camera just picking up on the graves and stuff?
I was sick.
Well, different question, but thank you.
Are you the child?
Hmm. All right. You come close here again. If you're close by.
This is my land.
We know. Can you play with the music box? Makes sense.
Yeah.
Especially these older ones if they're picking Latin.
Yeah, for sure.
Make a bargain contract.
Oh.
Yeah, I would consider my ghost town. If this is a dangerous noon, I think it's a walk away.
Pendulum a little more here. You'll get me? You're welcome to try, but you're not going to be able to. Screenshot those words. How is it down there?
Fine. Just checking out the grave that has its own fence.
This is a creepy thing.
Yeah, I love that little guy.
It's like a crib.
Investigator.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we're kind of doing. We are, like, investigators. Goodbye over here. Oh yeah, the hole.
Yeah.
Glad they didn't fill it in yet.
Leave here.
We're leaving over here, don't worry.
We enter?
Are we allowed to come up?
Review.
Go up.
Cool, let's take the decrepit steps again.
About the same.
Yeah.
It did.
Interesting.
All right, we're gonna put you on the ground here. What?
I told her.
Doom dangerous.
And there's a lot of cool stones over here. Old ones too. It is tranquil over here, especially these graves on the left. Seth Reed, I believe, was a veteran from Bunker Hill, does it say?
Seth Reed, veteran of Bunker Hill.
There's a younger Seth, right there.
Probably named in honor.
Seth Manning.
Hey, little Seth. Welcome to that part of the circle. There's a
Speak.
Zoo. Speak. My name's Andrew. We're here to explore and talk to all of you. Do you want to say anything? Do you want to talk about anything? We're here at Seth Reed.
Dominatio.
So, above my camera here, as some of you have noticed already, is a phone that has an app that lets you pick words that it can then speak to us. There's already been a lot of words picked today. Feel free to add more to it. In my hand here, I've got another phone with a different app. And this one, when you pick a word, it lets you paint a little picture. Does anyone around want to make a picture? Maybe a portrait of themselves? Of their grave? Of me?
Billingsgate.
Billingsgate?
Yeah.
Don't know what that is.
Dominatio.
It means dominion.
Why would that be a thing? And then
makes
all of a sudden I like
it. Domination, mastery.
I don't think
like this is their space.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Either of you smart folks know what Billingsgate could be at all? It sounds like a place or a name. This is all the REITs. I don't know why that would be.
78,
are there any other graves in the plot that have that symbol?
No. Only one.
Heal.
I noticed was interesting before.
Yeah. It is from Regis Cairo. It is recognized as the symbol of to Christ.
What about the one on the grave?
It's a cross. It's a traditional cross.
Okay. On the back, it's got the Holy Trinity symbol, too. Mm.
So very religious, very Charles.
Religious. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a healer. I'm a Reiki healer, an energy healer, crystal healer.
Here you go.
You getting any cool pictures?
A few.
Those are the kids over there, right?
Yeah. I think that one was 1915. Let's
see. Oh, yeah. It was probably a son.
Hi, Reeds. So I'm gonna switch through a couple different apps here. So as I was explaining,
run now.
Oh, all right. I'm gonna take a quick look around here. That's my recording. Start now. So I'm recording on the SLS guy. I don't know if you can see that. Somebody was coming close to me.
Did you see these look like cows?
That's Alex. Whoever's coming near me. Hey, doll, come here. Come here, Sean.
Coming around. It started out spelled R-E-A-D.
Yeah.
The family.
I'm recording on the SLS guy. I'm I'm recording on the SLS guy. I'm going
to see
that.
You'll see the,
it's checking out the camera.
So I felt somebody kept coming, like, up to my back, coming up to me and touching me and then running away. And then on the thing here.
My body is close by.
I know you are. So I did this going in a circle, so I saw that thing on the camera coming up here. I'm going to hit record. I want you to record. Alright, so I'm doing another recording here, just kind of a test to see if anything... Nothing like it was doing.
Infortunium.
I'm picking a lot of Latin out here today, guys. I should have taken Latin back at prep. Alright.
Is infortunium?
Yeah. Infortunium. Alright. So So since somebody over here is trying to play with me, good or bad, I'm gonna come over to the shade here. If you want to interact, I'm putting up the music box here.
Misfortune or trouble?
Misfortune or trouble? Alright.
It's like unfortunate today.
Somebody really likes me today, huh? Alright. Interesting phenomena. I'm gonna put you right here. See what happens now that you're in the sunlight. Right.
Infamia.
Infamia. Put you back down here in the shade.
Sure, infamous.
That's what I was thinking too.
Infamy, disgrace, shame.
Something loves me.
Well, if you think about it, it would make sense. You look at all of these reeds, and there's famous reeds. Emily would feel like they were dejected because they're not as remembered.
Yeah.
Mm. You feel overshadowed.
And any super religious one like that's definitely not going to like me.
Yeah. But I don't think anybody buried in...
Noise.
Apologies.
Yeah. Sorry if I made too much noise there. Well, let's go.
It's almost funny, too, because you were literally in the shadow of one of the more famous graves as you were getting those readings.
I wonder who this shadow falls on.
Anything cool down there, Alex?
Excellent.
Excellent.
Hey, you're just following up on something, over.
Am I hitting the nail on the head, so to speak?
I think so.
Would it be Mother over here? She's currently in the shadow.
Yeah.
Please move back.
Go back or move back?
It said move back.
Here?
Ooh, that was there. Son of a bitch. So, I put him on the list of cool people. But we didn't check him out last time.
That's weird, because I was going to say, I wonder who this is. It's a rather impressive...
Yeah. Hi, Judah. So, it looks like you can already use all the devices, and you can definitely make us feel stuff, but, like, did you just want somebody to kind of recognize you, since everyone's always kind of moving past you to Dobbins and Scott? Or did you have something that, like, you wanted to, like...
Is he on this sheet?
I think he's on the last sheet after the
Peter.
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 Peter around. So there's a Judah Colt and a Colt Spencer.
Wow.
Alright.
Okay. Born in Connecticut, came in 1829. So this is our guy. Please go.
Let's
take position in the land office. We will leave in a moment.
Judah Colt.
I died suddenly.
Oh, that's, very specific.
His son, Judah Colt, succeeded the business in 1832, so he wasn't here very long. He played an important role in the early history of the Erie and Northeast Railroad and was president of the Common Council of Erie, one of the founders of the First National Bank. He served as its president for 22 years. Wait. That... Okay, he must have been on that before he moved here. 22 years and was president of Erie Cemetery for more than 20 years.
Well, hi, Judah. We love your work here.
Yes. Are we still welcome here?
It might have been directed at me. It was the whole thing.
Oh, were you told to leave?
Uh-huh. You were annoying. Please go.
Okay.
Lilith.
Lilith?
Yeah, that's the sigil I'm wearing. It's Lilith.
That's his deity.
She's one of the ones I work with. Do you like Lilith or do you hate Lilith? Like, is that turning you off now? Because you were pretty content with us for a little while there. I'm just shifting angles over here because the bottom of your grave is mapping the SLS like it's a body. Mm. I mean, you could be buried that way. I'm not saying you're not.
Up and down.
There we go. I switched to face mode. Mm. If you want to show your face up, you can. If you don't have anything else to tell us, we're going to move on. Do you have anything else you want to say? Are you also a fan of Lilith? Well, thank you for stopping us. It was nice to meet you and chat with you for a little bit.
Thanks. And always.
Well, thank you, Judah.
Thank you.
We're going to head on our path. You alright, pal?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I'm trying to see if anything about my energy is off. So I'm just trying to center and do whatever I need to.
Good. Scott Mausoleum's a good one to pick. From what I read about them, they were some pretty decent people. Well, at least for the public, you know.
I told you it wasn't Preston or Prescott, it was just Scott.
We like your equipment.
No, I said we like your equipment.
Oh.
Thank you. I paid a lot of money for this shit. So I appreciate it. Thank you. You know? And I've got a lot of stuff. I'm like a pack mule, too, here. Cameraman, pack mule, writer, director. I do it all, you know? I don't get enough love sometimes. Up here? We've got Daniel Dobbitt, probably one of the most famous graves around, I'd say.
Injury.
Injury?
His
Wilson.
Wife is buried right
with him. Wilson? I don't see a Wilson. And then up here, we are about to walk up to General Strong Vincent.
He scares people.
He does? All right.
Who does?
I said, and we're about to walk up to General Strong Vincent. And then this box said, he scares people. All right. So, General Strong Vincent. If you can hear me, I'm Andrew Huzar. I am a medium, a psychic medium, tarot reader, oracle reader. But I was just told that you like to scare people. If that's true, do you want to try to scare me? Can you pop up on this SLS camera? Do you want to do something? Yes, Sean.
Billingsgate.
When I was walking up here, I said, we're coming up on Strong Vincent, and through the box it said, he scares people.
Fair.
Some ass.
Strong Vincent does it.
from asking if he would like to try to scare me.
Kate and Belle were only 2 years old.
Well, that's sad.
Going.
Are you keep walking around your thing? I'll walk around again. Anything you want to talk about, you can go ahead and say it.
Photos.
Photos? Hey, Doc. He wants you to come take more pictures. Mary Shattuck. Anything interesting come up in your pictures? Are you? Is there still someone following me?
Why?
I'm gonna have a seat with you. Ugh. I'll be fine. So, Edgar here, as you heard, threw a no-hitter, played for the
Striga.
Mets. Striga. I feel like I've heard that before.
I know where you heard it. It was used in Supernatural.
You're right, yeah.
2 G's?
1 G. Can't remember what it was in Supernatural, is it?
Oh, I do. Okay. Which weed?
Jasmine.
It's a plant. Striga, commonly known as witch weed, is a genus of parasitic plants that occur naturally in parts of Africa, Asia, and Australia.
Also, Romanian for shout.
You want one of us to shout?
Malaysia.
Malaysia?
not the country. M-A-L-A-C-I-A.
M-A-L-A-C-I-A.
I have not heard that one before. That one's new. Here, Ed. I'm gonna set this up right here.
Well, there's a Dutch soccer player by that name, but I don't think that's...
Baseball player and a soccer player. Ed, I played baseball too. I wasn't a pitcher though. I kind of sucked at pitching actually. So I see the music box here lights up with EMF. Are you playing with the music? I set up a little pod there next to you.
Chair.
I mean, I don't have a chair, but I am sitting. I wish I had a chair. So, Ed, did you like pitching and playing baseball? Do you like watching baseball still?
I was thinking the same thing.
Sit.
Sit.
Good.
Have a seat.
Can do.
We don't get chairs, but we have to sit.
I'll sit.
So Ed, you had to sit down. Do you want to talk? You just want to have us sit here? Alright, Ed, I'm going to pull up my favorite baseball player right now. I almost typed in Ed.
Ken Griffey Jr.
He was a dog.
Daryl Strawberry.
Here we go. He's not my favorite of all time. He's my favorite right now.
Wade Boggs?
Only for the challenge. Is there a highlights reel I can just click on here instead of going like 8 hour game by 8 hour game? Here we go. Shohei Ohtani's amazing season.
Ohtani's round game rolls to
there we go.
Shohei takes the first pitch and sends it to right pitcher? Field. Garcia drifting and it's gone! Don't blink.
Are we allowed to save it? We're still sitting.
As Shohei Ohtani jumps Matt Bush on the very first pitch of the night. Just a goal run.
I wanted to bring you an actual baseball, but we forgot them. So hopefully watching baseball is the next best thing.
Satanas.
Is that like Satan? Wait, you're not a Shohei fan?
Rebello.
Do more on the new Rebello. Samsung Galaxy S23 series with Google Lens.
R-E-B-E-L-L-O. So based on that definition and what Rebello sounds like, they're almost trying to go hand in hand, kind of. Wait, you think Shohei's a rebel for being a pitcher and a hitter? Do you have anything else you want to say?
That's another strikeout. That's a perfect
that's
split.
Yeah.
Down.
That's a good call.
I'll say what's
he got him.
What was
that's Dirty Dozen. 12 that's, punch outs.
He had
Ohtani,
one good year where he went 4-0 towards the end of the season. And that's what got him his big contract. Other than that, he was kind of like a minor leaguer.
You shall receive strikes out story, and there's one
well. And Shohei's really good.
First splitter of the day that stays up a little bit and brings
good.
In on story. And
good player.
Really has no chance.
Couldn't have picked
the
3-2. Silver Wade Boggs.
He got him again!
If I wouldn't pick a bad player, I would have like, shown my pitching skills off.
And even more
center field. Do you have anything else you want to say to us? Or can we stand up and move on? It's been nice sitting here and enjoying your company. Watching baseball, even if you're not a soccer fan. Hiram. C-A-E-L-U-M. Heaven? Oh. Well, I'm glad to hear you're in heaven.
Oh, yeah. The five.
The five that died in the fire?
Just
all the four siblings and then the other one.
Oh my gosh.
is the 5.
Yeah.
Look at the back of that one. Yeah. I love all the back of theirs too. That one has a juicy juice box.
So
heavy.
Yeah, it is a very heavy subject. I'm still sorry. For all of you. That was tragic.
They had their whole lives ahead of them.
We were told to see some children's spirits, so Megan thought to make you guys our first stop.
Baby like stepped out, so the one kid that worked with me in the kitchen ended up being his dad. So she was at work when they were killed, and he was too. He worked at Burger King by our house.
Would you like that?
It's one of the few times that I think like the entire city just kind of went to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the entire
city. I'm learning to use this.
Good. Yeah. We'd love to talk to you.
Keep using it. You can also use this one, too. This one will let you make a picture.
You can use it to tell me if you want some candy.
Oh, yeah. Do you want some candy? They're Smarties.
Mm-hmm. Very sweet. I can leave them on the bench for you or next to it.
Is it alright if she leaves you some candy?
Gorgo.
Gorgo?
Huh?
Gorgo.
G-O-R-G-O?
Yeah.
Grogu.
Funny.
Grogu. And then this one said funny.
Pretty close.
G-O-R-G-U?
G-O-R-G-O is where it came through, but if G-U's the closest.
Italian? It's whirlpool. And it. Latin means gurgling. Is your stomach rumbling?
You really want that candy?
I will leave them right here. You guys can share.
I hope you guys enjoy them.
Maybe I should take them out of the plastic?
Yeah, I would. At least that way you don't have to worry about an animal eating a plastic.
I don't want them
there. Look how this one's going.
And there's like no wind.
Ava, are you the one that's talking right now?
I'm just gonna turn your
podium.
Podium?
Yeah.
Yes, I am at your podium.
Odium, yeah. O-T-I-U-M.
Odium?
Yeah. Here, Ava. If you're playing with your pinwheel.
Leisure.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome, babies.
You're very welcome. Do you want to play with the pendulum before we go, Ava? I'll take ODM as a good sign then that they're at least at peace.
You are still very loved by your family. And I think by everyone in Erie.
Oh, for sure. Nobody will ever forget you.
Stories that you read about.
No, sir.
N-O-C-E-R-E. So as Alex did mention, the pinwheel is spinning, but there's not really
too hurt
wind.
Ooh. You know what was funny though? When that started going crazy spinning, that stopped.
Really?
I know that one's going too. Did you like your candy?
Insomnis.
I-N-S-O-M-N-I-S.
Sleep. Somnus sleep.
They probably were sleeping.
Say it again.
I-N-S-O-M-N-I-S.
And unable to sleep. Insomnia, that's where it comes from.
Insomnia? Yeah. Insomnia.
Yep. Can't sleep.
Agatha.
Agatha.
That's close to his last name.
Yeah, Dustin. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us. Sorry again. But anytime we're in the cemetery, feel free to pull us over here.
Yeah. Devouring being bitten.
More. That one down there, it also said run, but I was talking about Sam here because he was known for his speed.
Mm-hmm. Should we?
Is there something around us?
Alpacas.
Alpacas. Yeah. Don't.
Shady monster. Bite.
Well, that was our time through Erie Cemetery for the second time for our 50th special. It was pretty incredible all the way around. Definitely had some different instances this time around. Nothing was the same, it didn't feel like. Especially stopping at the other graves was really cool. We got a lot of different vibes. We were here a lot longer than we anticipated because the spirits over there kept slowing us down. They were talking to us. The brother of one of my former players was having a conversation. They were popping off all over the place. Even people we didn't really anticipate to visit came through and were interacting. But Alex, what are your thoughts today? What do you think about everything that happened? Everything up until the end? It was a great time. What was your favorite part?
I'd have to say actually revisiting what is known as the Vampire Crypt, but we know it's not really. But yeah, that was a special moment.
What was the most interesting moment or thing to happen today?
I would agree also with the Vampire Crypt, specifically how when you were in a trance, I couldn't hear any other thing other than you. So it was an interesting thing. It was really cool.
Yeah, I got pulled into the trance and you got pulled into the bubble. Sean, same questions to you. Just thoughts on everything that happened here today.
So it's actually really cool. As Andrew said, a lot of things have changed. And I think just like Who's Ghost Stories, we've grown over the years. We've learned a lot of things, experienced a lot of things. But coming back to the stomping grounds where we cut our teeth, it was interesting. But I would say that it's more a more positive place than it was when we were here last time.
What was your favorite experience today?
So I am going to piggyback off of Alex. It was really cool seeing the Vampire's Crypt because last time it did look a little decrepit, pun intended. It looks a lot cleaner, And I will say, it had a more positive vibe this time around.
I'd agree. What was the most interesting experience of the day?
So, to me, and I know that you guys had differing feelings, but revisiting the Witch's Circle, the changes to it where it's both aesthetically been cleaned, but I honestly believe that the energy has shifted there. Before, it felt like you were walking into a vortex or a portal, but entering, yeah, it does have a different feeling, but it's not oppressive anymore.
Yeah, it's not like a gut punch anymore.
Exactly.
It's not as strong or as overpowering. Yeah, and I'd agree, like, I think... favorite's a tough one to call, you know. Vampire Crypt was definitely awesome because that was such a different experience that they... You know, I asked them if we could come sit there, and then they kind of took it over and were like, you gotta leave everything over there, and you just have to come sit with us and just be with me. Us and just sit in the energy and let us inspect you instead of you inspect us. And then going into the trance is always a powerful moment every time it happens. The Witch's Circle was awesome, especially when, you know, communicated to them that I am a witch. Their instant feedback back was really cool to see. And then, of course, the partially melted black candle will always stand out to me and probably be ingrained in my mind for a while here, you know, sitting down and instantly being like, after he said sit and listen, so now I'm like, alright, what's up? I burned your candle, or I melted your candle. And Megan picks it up and little, right there. And then also the Jameel Granberry. Even Joss was over there, we had a cool moment with him that I think got caught on camera, so I think all of that together was awesome. Those would be my top three. You can put them in any order as you want there. Most interesting item of the day would probably be at the Witch's Circle, Luther wanting to show me the ritual that can be used to protect from whatever is running around here. It was interesting too that both the Vampire Crypt and Witch's Circle both said there was an energy vampire running around here. So I don't know if that was tied to, like, the vortex feelings that used to be at the Witch's Circle, or if it's always been something separate, but, you know, something's running around here making people not feel okay, and it feels like them and the Vampire Crypt both get blamed for it, and they're not okay with that. So, if you ever come here and you don't feel alright, just know it's not them, and they want you to know it's not them, and they want you to stop blaming them. Yeah. Definitely were the vibes and feelings they were giving off. Yeah, I think it was another great experience here. I was happy to see so many other historic graves. A lot of different feelings and emotions, I'd say, throughout the whole day. Oh, yeah. Over there, lots of different things. Alex and I were being pestered over there, actually, by something. Something wasn't quite too fond of me, and something didn't seem quite too fond of him. So it was kind of interesting that we were both getting those responses, but we were never really close in proximity to each other. You know, it wasn't until we were walking back that we were both telling each other, like, yeah, something didn't like me. Oh, well, something hated my guts, too, so. Another thing that'd probably be up there for coolest moment, as everyone left Jocelyn and I behind, you know, we were trying to catch up, and the Judah Colt Spencer immediately said, please, move backwards. And then we had a cool little moment with him, too. Mm-hmm. Man, there was a lot of different cool things. Alex, anything else sticking out in your mind from today?
No, that last piece, you're right, that stuck out. That was a cool moment.
John, how about you? Anything else that just, as you're sitting here thinking, it just pierces your brain?
No. I mean, a lot of different emotions walking through, but I think the fact that it was such a beautiful day helped. It's a lot harder to feel negative feelings when the weather around you is just so beautiful. So maybe that's another reason that it feels different today, but no, mostly positive experiences here today.
Jocelyn, anything to add? This is your second time out with us.
I don't want to say specifically, since it was very recent and their families are probably still grieving, but the pinwheels?
Yeah, like the kids.
Five.
Especially after we got child spirits through the box.
Yeah, they told us to come over there, and I'm wondering if it was them or just like somebody saying, hey, the kids want you to hang out.
Yeah.
And they just seemed so happy. You know, the one pinwheel was going constantly, and then when we were leaving, like, three of them were going.
Yeah, and like we said even back then, there was no strong wind that would be affecting them that way. Megan, how about you? Anything stick out or anything you want to add?
No, it was a pretty good day.
Did you get some cool pictures?
I hope so.
You'll be able to see them all in the intro and the outro.
So. I'm excited. I did think of one other thing that was really exciting. That squirrel on that lawn.
Yes!
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that picture.
Our little buddy. I think he nested in there. Perfect spot.
I was just, you know, I can only imagine what's going through Megan's head as I radio. Take 30 steps back and take out your camera.
Alright. Catching some orbs.
No, but I think overall, great time out. Great experience. Again, 10 out of 10 would recommend coming through here. Just make sure you're respectful.
Yep.
And if you're feeling anything weird or odd, just leave that area.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pin it on anything specifically.
And go course, with your gut.
If you like all of our shirts, the Who's Our Reiki Readings Etsy page, go buy all the Who's Ghost Story stuff. Everything. In the description, you can find the Etsy link as well as the link tree that has all of the socials on there as well. Go check out Who's Our Reiki on Instagram and TikTok, and Who's Our Reiki Readings on Facebook. There's always free weekly readings and now free live readings every week as well with the pendulums and the rods, so go check it all out. And then make sure to go vote for us on Paranormality Magazine.
Yep.
Really stick it to Erie Reader, but keep getting in their top 10.
I agree on that one.
Yeah. Any final thoughts from anybody?
No, I got nothing.
If you're the one adding us on IMDb, add a plot synopsis.
Wait, we're on IMDb?
Season 3 is.
We have to go check it out. We're stars, baby.
We can now participate in 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Thank you all for watching. Like, subscribe, share. Make sure you come back for more ghostly adventures. And stay in the light.
Whose ghost stories do all sorts of ghostly things? Talk local legends. Some ghost hunting stories we hope to live to tell. And you have to listen. Who's those stories? Who's those stories?